Tonight's shiur is in Tav Kuflun Aleph Sif Vav Zayin and Ches Sif Vav Kelim Chadashim, new clothing. I don't know why it's always called Kelim, not Begodim, but that's basically what's referring to new clothes.
It's called Kelim Gemara, no?
Right. Yeah. Saying why don't we call Begodim? Bein Levanim, Bein Sifuim, whether white, whether colored, Bein Shal Semer, Bein Shal Pishtan, whether it's wool, linen, or today we'd say synthetics. Asur Lilvoish B'Shabizah. These new clothes cannot be worn the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. Again, this is the Shulchan Aruch speaking. Shulchan Aruch held all these chumras only begin the week of Tisha B'Av. The Ramah adds, V'anu machmirin me'Rosh Chodesh ve'elech. We're machmir from Rosh Chodesh on. We extend it back to Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Bruda Sifkan Mem Dalet. Kelim Chadoshim. U'b'makam shederech lichbosh ha'begodim b'machbish. In places where they take their old clothes and they press them in a real good press. Im kain have bechal megohot sin v'asurin afil hemishonim. They then become part of the world of megohots. We had this before, that megohotsim are asur, and then even though they're old worn clothes, they're asur to wear in the week of Tisha B'Av for us mishraydish. Shehagihutz oisur osan kechadoshim, because when you get it pressed professionally, it becomes like new. And therefore cannot be worn that week. That's why there was the minig not to wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon. Even though they've been worn for many Shabbosos before, you can tell the press, the creases, mama's like, no. So the halacha is you don't wear new clothing, and you don't wear pressed garments that look like new clothing. From Rosh Chodesh on, our chumrah says Rama is to do these things from Rosh Chodesh. Umayri shekana beged mesukan. So this refers to purchasing a garment ready to wear, k'mo shehu, just as it is. Uber shechiyanu b'shas kniyah. So he made the shechiyanu bracha when he bought it. Koydim shiva asa b'tamas before shiva asa. V'alkenin iser koydim Rosh Chodesh, and therefore there's nothing wrong with wearing it before Rosh Chodesh. But if you would have bought a garment that is not yet ready to wear, and then you bring it to the tailor to fix it up, the din is when you wear it the first time, you make a bracha shechianu. Then you can't wear it mishiva asa because you have to make shechianu. And the halacha we'll see is you don't make shechianu from shiva sabatamaza. Well, that's him ekilin. But according to those opinions, that even though you don't make shechianu from Shiva Sabbatamos on Shabbos during the 3 weeks, you can't say shechianu. Then you would be able to wear this new garment for the first time on Shabbos during the 3 weeks and say the shechianu. But after Rosh Chodesh, also feel the Shabbos will be prohibited to wear this new garment even on Shabbos, because then besides the issue of the shechianu, you have the issue of not wearing new clothes during the 9 days. Ubegadim she'enim chashuvim kol kach. Let's say it's a garment that's not so special. She'en serach levar chalov shechianu. You wouldn't make shechianu. Don minalim chadashim new shoes, van pilaois socks. Ukiyotzev is there similar to that. Bevadim mutar leknaso ulav show mishivas sebatamas adush chodesh. They can be purchased and worn Meshiva Asur until Rosh Chodesh. Vayinod Mashaksan v'Sif Yizayim Shemegor. Look later in Sif Yizayim, what we wrote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. That's the halacha of Shechianu. In any event, the halacha is there's a Shechianu problem from Meshiva Asur. Even if there's no Shechianu problem, there's going to be a problem of wearing new from Rosh Chodesh. Whether it's a matter of wearing on Shabbos, we don't care about Shechianu on Shabbos, or whether it doesn't deserve Shechianu. We don't wear new during the 9 days. So therefore, this extends to anything new. Even socks and the like that we're not going to wear, and underwear we don't wear new during the 9 days. So, Ramosh is a shayla. Can a person buy a pair of sneakers for Tisha B'Av? He doesn't have sneakers. So, I believe he says that even though we don't buy new during the 9 days, if you need sneakers, you get sneakers. I mean, that you need for Tisha B'Av. But outside of that, we don't buy new things during the 9 days. Or I should say, you don't wear new things during the 9 days. Buy, it's not a problem. Not buying it, the problem is wearing it. Se'iv Zayin. Yesh omrim she'asur l'sakein begadim chadashim u'minalim chadashim b'shabbos. There are those who say that the same way that you don't wear new clothes, you don't make new clothes, and you don't make new shoes in the week of Tisha B'Av. And once we machmer from Rosh Chodesh. So it's interesting, here the Mechaber introduces a Rosh Chodesh to Kalocha, that we don't, the whole 9 days, not to make new clothes and not to make new shoes. The Amor says, we would in the Arsal the Knoisam, and you also can't purchase them. V'chein umun yisrael osel asosam acherim, and a yisrael tailor or cobbler shouldn't be making them for others. Bein b'sachar, bein b'chinam, whether he's paid or not.
Telling Jews, right?
So there's discussion about who's making them for. Usually acher means non-Jews. Right, we'll see. The nagu lahakel b'zeh, the meaning is to be makel. Avlim yaduam uforsim shamalacha shal eni Yehudi shari. Now, if it's known that this is the object of a non-Jew, then it's mutter. The chenagu l'seistu monim eni Yehudi m'sakim kem chadashim toks manzeh. It was also commonly practiced to give to non-Jewish tailors and cobblers to make new things during this time. Kadeshi m'chonim la'achar tanas, that should be ready after Tisha B'Av. However, it's good to minimize where possible. No different than any other business thing that we minimize. So again, we said before that the issue is wearing them, not buying them. Buying them is a different issue. You should minimize masu matan where possible. Se'if katan mem vav. There are those who say that it's usur to make new clothes. You can't make new clothing. Even socks, you can't weave new stockings. But if someone needs to get married, he's not married, there's no wife, there's no children, he can have new clothes made. Because really, the din is he's allowed to get married. So even on Tisha B'Av, we allow a non-Jew to sew the clothes that he needs to get married with. New shoes. You can't make them, you can't wear them. From Rosh Chodesh on. From Rosh Chodesh. Dib Yerushalmi Isa, this is based on Yerushalmi. It's brought subsequently in Sifches. The meaning was that women would not take wool threads and prepare a loom, set the warp threads, once Rosh Chodesh Av occurred. So anything involved in mending clothing is going to be added to that, including that. Because setting up the warp threads, the first step of weaving, and if you can't do that, you can't do anything in the process. Sifkatun memtes, liknoi son, that you shouldn't buy them either. Afilu daito shol lov shen achat tishbub, even though you're not going to wear them till after tishbub. V'dumi dasfirin le'el, le'inyin kibus, afilu memechab son l'niach. He said similarly, you don't wash clothes to wear later on. Because it takes your mind off of the 9 days, it takes your mind off of the avelus. And we want to minimize shopping. So the only heter would be if it's davar aveit, you know, if it's a matter if you won't be able to get it later on and stuff like that. Sifkat nun, also la'asos la'achem. Then the Rambam says that a Jewish professional tailor, seamstress, cobbler should not make it for others. But if he doesn't have what to eat, sure, it would be allowed. Kamo, but avel, la'achos la'shiyam, and no different than an avel after the first few days of avelus. If he doesn't have what to eat, we would allow him to do these things. Then the Ramah says, "V'nagu l'hakel v'zeh." The meaning is to be makel. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Aleph says, "Umash medar filu yisrael nagu l'hakel." This implies that even for a yid, the meaning is to be lenient. Umarish and the son of the Kohen Rosh Chodesh, discussing when you gave it to him before Rosh Chodesh. Dilo ach Rosh Chodesh p'ita asit anal, because after Rosh Chodesh you can't give it to him. So it's a very funny wording of the Ramah, and I looked around in this. The Ramah says a Jewish worker should not make them for acherim, which partially means for non-Jews, and certainly not for Jews, whether it gets paid or not. And the meaning is to be makel. So The chumra is not to do it even for non-Jews, but the kula is even for Jews. So the Sfarim say that takas the minigus demekel. We don't recommend it, but the minigus demekel. So even though like ikra din is okay, but we try to avoid it. And basically, what we're saying is the difference between wearing new clothes and manufacturing them. That maybe there's a simcha in buying, there's simcha in wearing. There's no simcha in making. The actual making of it is not the simcha. Sifkaton numbeis. Avlam yudua, but if it's known that it belongs to a non-Jew, it's for sure mutter. What's the limit to say? The medina woman ha'oisa b'shul akum b'vadi in esmech b'za. Me'ikar halacha, a worker who's making stuff for a non-Jew, there's no simcha in the work. Vein the osro, rak b'shul maris ayin. The isser is because it looks like you were doing it for a Jew. The yizbu shushal yisol, they think it's a yitz. Well, is that coming b'tchila stam osa asilachin? That's what we said, you can't make it for others. Hayna filu akum even non-Jew. Well, that's what he says here. If you do it before, if it's no, the box to non-Jew, mutra. Even if you get it after Shchodesh. We just said a minute ago, nagu lahako. So what are you telling me? And if it belongs to a non-Jew, it's fine. So that's what Mishnah is being mechalik. The nagu lahako is if you give it to him before Shchodesh, he can work on it after Shchodesh. This halach is saying that if it's obviously a non-Jew's material that you're working with, then even if you receive it after Shchodesh, you can do it. That's the difference. The minig l'hakol is if I got it before Shchodesh. After Shchodesh, I can't take it. But for a non-Jew, and it's obviously a non-Jew, I can take it after Shchodesh. Sifkad nun gimel, Yidden would also give their work to do to non-Jews, lumanim nachrim, non-Jewish workers, v'lol yisrael, not to Yidden, kim shuach shchodesh, because after Shchodesh, v'chanak, as I said before, after Shchodesh, you don't give to a Jew. Why are we more lenient here than laundry? We said there not to give laundry to a non-Jew. Well, if it's something new, you don't own it yet. Evidently, they're basically conditioning the non-Jew to make for them something. It's different than, you know, we think of, you got to buy something at the store, it's yours, you can't wear it, take it to the tailor to make it fit. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about you're commissioning him to make you a dress, make you a thing. So it's not like you own it yet. So a mail it's his, as opposed to my laundry, I don't give to the non-Jew to do later, because the non-Jew, it's mine. And that's the problem. Se'if ches. Noshi denehigi delolimishti. Women who have a minig not to set up the warp threads, perish. The sade v'larocha chutin, to arrange and organize the threads. Shalhokan the arko shall beg it that go the length of the garment. Fumilashan obishasio be'erev. So that's we refer to as the warp and the weft. Amma mida'al av. So they don't go ahead. Dololimishti amma mida'al av. They don't set the warp of wool threads from the time of Rosh Chodesh av. Minhag is taka minik. Vinoagin shalakai shalvana ad achatisha of the Ramah throws in the minik is not to kishlavana until after Tisha B'Av either. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nadav, the Mishnah Amra, they wouldn't set up the wool in warp threads, perish, shalasas chutish asimit semer. They wouldn't take the wool threads and set up the warp. V'huadin the shari devarim or any other material for that matter. V'asmechuach v'yushalmi, this is based on Yushalmi. Al shem shabot lo evin shesiyah. That's the play on words. Since the Chorban and the evin shesiyah, and they weren't used, the stone by the base of Migdash, so that's it, no shesi. The kasev say sif de einaf gemina bein lo bein lachem makes the difference if it's for himself or for others or bein besacha bein mechinim whether you get paid or not. So this is why I think the mechab has to tell me it is a minik. That's not an Irish play on words. It's a taka minik. It's not a minik like that, and that's what they do. Utvias hachutin lisfar ben begadim. What about spinning the thread in the first place to create the thread to make the clothing? Mutter. That's okay. Shein b'chalzek. That's not. This is a step before this. That's a step before setting up the warp. It's creating the threads in the first place. That you're allowed to. V'chein mutter la'asos kroinin she'organ be'etzin. You can also make these kroinin that they would weave into wood. Now he says in the bottom, it sounds like some kind of carvings. I don't know why they used the word to weave. You don't weave in wood, but it sounds like carvings into the wood. The la b'chal beged hu. Sifkanun hey ad achat tishabov, and we wouldn't do kiddush levarit after tishabov. Ayn le'els from tafchavos if beis mishnah brusham. Look back in tafchavos if beis mishnah brusham talks about the halachas of Kiddush Levana, it has to be Besimcha, it shouldn't be Bavelus, and that's why we don't do it until after Tisha B'Av. Now this halacha, this minik, that the women don't even set the warp, it goes way beyond the previous halacha. The previous halacha was not to make new clothing, and Shur Shechalba, and Samamachim for Shchodesh. Then, he says, they don't even set up the loom. So the poskim say, we see from here, that anything related to sewing is usher during 9 days. And therefore, no embroidery, therefore no knitting. All of that is extrapolated from this halacha. Once the minhag was not to set up a loom, then you can't knit and you can't do embroidery or anything else. Now, on the notes, they point out that the Esrei Shalom Zalman and other poskim, what about girls in camp in the summer? They do these knitting projects and embroidery projects. And if Shalom Zalman wanted to be makel, others are machmer. And he wants to be mako for girls in camp. What else are they going to do with themselves during 9 days? What activities? So, I mean, again, I don't know what to do in these Israeli camps in America. I don't think anyone's doing embroidery in camp. But, you know, he wants to be mako. But, you know, all the things that are related to sewing and the like are included in this. Now, some people say to me that for them, knitting is partially therapeutic. It's calming. It's relaxing. And I think if someone needs it, they can do it, because they're not doing it for the sake of simcha per se. They're doing it just to relax, to calm down, if that's what they do, to relax themselves. So I would say it's an exception to the rule. But from these halachas, we expand to say anything sewing related and the like, we're not going to do during the 9 days because of these minhagim that they had.